welcome Doc Holm. On Call with the Prairie Doc is on tonight at 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and he's joining us today from the Janine Basinger Studio in the campus of South Dakota State University. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hi, Lori. I'm fine. How are you?
I just learned more about trees than I didn't even know I didn't know.
Well, he was such an interesting gentleman.
Isn't that fascinating?
Wasn't he?
He made my whole day. Anybody who goes out into the canyon and just does that as an act of service.
Yeah, sharing that information.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the hills late September, first days of October. So yeah. Maybe I'm going to have to drive through Spearfish Canyon.
Yeah. Do you do that often?
No, I don't. So
well,
there you go.
Yeah,
there it is.
All right. Well, welcome. Thanks for being with us today. And the show tonight, vascular disease, yes?
Right.
All right.
What is the vascular system, Lori?
I have no idea. Well, I kind of know because you and I have been talking for a long time. So,
yes.
But veins, arteries, blood
veins and arteries.
Moving through your body, blood. Yeah, that's
right,
what I think.
Right.
Of.
And if
okay.
you, yeah, and add to that, the fact that the arteries go to the kidneys to filter poisons out. It pushes it through the liver to filter poisons out. The heart pushes blood through the vessel, the arteries, through the capillaries in the small intestine to pick up nutrients where our food is dissolved and made into a component that can be absorbed into the blood and then transferred to the body. Not the large intestine. The large intestine just messes with water in and out, but the small intestine is where the food is absorbed. And then it sends it out to all the parts of the body, and the veins bring it back to the heart. Then the heart pushes it through the lungs. So, and then from the lungs back to the heart, and then all the way around again. So the whole story is the circulation, that it's a cycle. It's sort of like, it makes you want to sing from the Lions. What's the name of the?
Lion King, Circle of Life.
The Lion King, the Circle of Life.
I'll let you do the singing.
So anyway, it truly is amazing how it works. Yeah. And there can be problems all along the way. So that's...
Darn it.
Shoot. When it works perfectly, you don't need a doctor.
It's just fast. Well, and really when you think about how often, it's working well because we don't think about it,
We don't, do we?
But sometimes we have to. All right, what can go wrong?
Well, anything within the heart, and of course that's heart attacks, and anywhere along the line where arteries feed tissue, like heart attacks, like strokes, like arterial blockage to the legs and the feet, so that in particular diabetics lose blood flow to their legs and they get sores and ulcers that don't heal, and then they end up having amputations. That's arterial blockage. You can block blood flow to the kidneys, into the liver, into every organ system. And but the kind of the unsung hero is the vein that brings the blood back. An artery is a small vessel that's muscled and elastic and carries the brunt of a high pressure of 120 pounds of water. 120 millimeters of water. Actually, it's millimeters of mercury. But anyway, there's a fair amount of pressure in there. The veins collapse and expand depending upon the body's needs for volume. And they bring that blood back with valves all along the way to make sure that it keeps going the right direction to the heart. And if you have bad veins, particularly in your legs, then you end up with swelling in your legs and sores on your legs and a terrible illness of your legs that can be, a huge hassle in your life. Blood clots happen there, and then it flips to the lung. So the veins are a very complex and unsung part of that whole important cycle of circle of life.
And do you know that this problem is happening, or is it a sort of a surprise attack when something's happening in the veins?
In the veins, you know it because your legs are starting to hurt and to swell,
sure.
Particularly if you're a person who has job is standing or sitting. If you're a pregnant lady, you have swelling in your legs. And you're a truck driver, you're sitting all day long, every day, you know, you end up with swelling in your legs. So it's important that you catch that early, you know. And if you're a person who has a family history of varicose veins and a family history of swelling and bad leg problems, venous problems, then you need to be very attentive to that problem.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about treatments and how to be attentive to some of these problems.
Right. I think the take-home message, if I were going to say one thing today that I really want people to remember, is the value of support hose.
Hmm.
People, you know, I had one lady, I'd been trying to talk her into wearing support hose all these years, and finally she took up the recommendation and started wearing them, and she came into my office that day. The follow-up visit, and she was mad at me for not convincing her earlier, because it took all the pain out. But the problem is, initially, you know, if you've got bad problems and big swollen legs, even if you just simply laid your legs up on the back of the couch, yeah, and got rid of the swelling by putting your feet above your heart, your legs hurt when the edema goes out of them.
Huh.
And so people purposefully will hang their legs down, which makes the problem worse, which makes it like a snowball rolling down a hill. You know, it just worsens and worsens, and people get in deep trouble because of that. So the important thing is, if you're going to be functioning, you have to be walking or sitting or standing. Support hose do really well. The tighter, the better. The problem is that sometimes people have arterial problems too, so you get the very tight hose, you know, the 30-pound support hose, and it compresses the arteries and blocks the blood flow then as well. So you've got to be careful with that.
I don't even like to wear socks. So that sounds uncomfortable to have. Are these like compression socks or support hose different?
Yeah.
Is that the same kind of thing? Because you see a lot of people wearing compression socks now, just, you know, when they fly in an airplane or when they run a race, or what's happening there?
Yes, that's important. And you want to try to get above that, you know, 10 to 15 pound, what do they call it? The things that they give everybody in the hospital and nobody complains. They just throw them away when they go home. And they're not very tight. My preference would be to start with 15 to 20 pounds. Go to a good pharmacy or a good supply store and get fitted for a 15 to 20 or 10 to 15 pound, and then go to 15 to 20. And there is the majority. If you look at the kinds of hose, people have, you can buy hose that go all the way up to your waist. You can have hose that go up to your groin. You can have hose that go up to your knee. And you get 90% of the good from the knee high.
Okay.
And I've just never gotten people to wear the higher hose. So I always say, get knee-high hose, aim for 15 to 20-pound hose, and get used to them, and then you'll gradually turn to love them.
Yeah, and then you'll blame your doctor for not convincing you sooner.
And then you'll come into your doctor and say, why didn't you convince me to do this earlier?
All right, so you can tune in tonight to On Call with the Prairie Doc and ask your questions and have all kinds of information about vascular problems and solutions. Hey, Doc Holm, thanks so much for being here with us. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Lori. Thank you.